city seeks its shadow in a wilderness, where vines, though detached, cannot unwind. To this I awaken, to memory's finer bones that crack away the hours they perpetuate upon new tenants. As here, the heron stretches its neck over the water's edge. Rooms consecrate their own meaning, not so much as we, the lock and hinge of a foster selfhood. The wings of wild birds speak in our language as the water seeks some other source, and the heron leans its neck over the water's edge. This next one is a poem called Lately Walking, by the director reading Howard Monroe's poem called Strong Leader. Lately, as if walking again into this room, I have begun to notice, though not for the first time, how the milkweed puffs its crop of feathers across confined space, and as buds split the curves that have not moved within this crater for centuries, I ask only to be reminded, perhaps only of circumstance. And if I knew where you were, I would not try to explain the distance to the window, or how in the stretching of the eye, red banners wave against blue mountain. In this womb that twists upon its cord, spies propagate the lost tribes for conversion's sake, dead skin preserved for remembrance, as I hold this rake in my hands that cannot change. This next one is called D'être cassé, which is French word to be broken. The caves have worked their way among us, black bones upon which we stand to cast shadows. The you of me that does not exist outside of its own fragments pretends to follow us. The dark places, holes in roofs that do not invite the rain but allow it. Chronology holds out in secrecy. Eyes in search of vision recede into their own image, suspended in seclusion. Night will never come with its contradiction to deny us in the dust of sleep. Water stops short above our nostrils. We cannot breathe. We count stones, that which is held apart, lifeless and unafraid. The last poem I'm going to read is called Verdun. It's for the 500,000. Tunnels, wrenched out of the greater obscurity, echo among fresh tracks. The over-rescued survivors guard their vows with new arms. The bridge of our solitude awaits us. Here in the silent tower, awareness slips its fortress through a filter of white gloves. It is fair trade, their life for life in the name of myth. The unspoken sides of words defend us. Even porcupines fight fairly with equal edge, as though the cold unseemings of thought were born to live the inner life of rocks, and life itself floats in planks on rivers in a slow dream, chiseled bits of light on black fields. It is the reckoning of our timelessness within each other that is effaced here, where it is needed most, a pact forged with clean hands. Darkness repeats the number of our death to the emissary pigeons still winged above us when we cannot look up into these tunnels, into this slow march of mining birds.